This is a special edition of the KRLD Morning News with Joe Kelly, the Texas Flood, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Chris Fox has been on the ground all week in Kerrville and joins us live again this morning to talk about what he's experiencing. I talked to you on the phone a little bit yesterday afternoon, and Chris, I know this has just taken an emotional toll on you and everybody in that area.
It really has. You know, I was speaking to somebody yesterday, and the phrase an emotional gut punch was used in describing the news from Governor Abbott. We've been told since Saturday, basically, that when you're talking about missing people, we were talking about numbers like 30, 40, 45. And to find out is at least 161. Another gentleman said that he thought, this means that the bulk of our efforts won't be over in a week or so. Now we're looking at months, it's just so sad to think of. It was one of those things where it was a down moment here, and now we're in the regrouping and restructuring and moving on and forging ahead. I did notice around 4:30 this morning that Texas Department of Emergency Management crews that are living in the same hotel I am were up and out and on their way, trying to do God's work.
You know, Chris, any reason that you've been able to find out as to why that number of missing leapt so much in one day? What factors led to that?
Well, it's the nature of how they got the numbers, where they got them. Are people calling in to Texas Department of Emergency Management through DPS, Texas Department of Public Safety, mentioning that they're missing loved ones? As we've been talking about all week, excuse me, it's easy to keep a head count in areas like summer camps. But when you're talking about those camping along the river and you're talking about a 60, 70-mile stretch of the river, it's really difficult to get a head count of how many we're talking about until people start coming forward and saying that their family members were camping there, their friends were camping there. Those numbers didn't come together until DPS was able to compile them. And that's just it's just so disheartening to think of that we could easily double the number that we're looking at right now. And I believe we're currently 110 deceased.
Exactly.
That's just that's Central Texas wide, I believe.
That is KRLD's Chris Fox. He is in Kerrville. What are the weather conditions like for the first responders this morning?
This morning is overcast. It doesn't look like rain. Here's what I've been looking at, some interesting numbers. At 6:45 Friday morning, here in Kerrville, the water level of the Guadalupe was just over 34 feet. Today, it's 2.2 feet. Mm. And that's thankfully because it hasn't rained here since Sunday afternoon. That's one of the positives, one of the few positives that has happened so far for the first responders, especially. It is hot and humid. We're expecting highs around 90. There is a chance of a thunderstorm late this afternoon. So fingers crossed that we continue to miss the weather changes that could potentially trigger another flash flood watch.
We think about having found, all told, 110 people in the Central Texas flooding overall, and 160 being missing. Obviously, we know, sadly, a lot of those people didn't make it, probably most of them. Where are these bodies, though? That's the question, right?
Well, you got to see. If you see the debris fields, especially down near Center Point and Comfort, they're mammoth. You can fill stadiums with the size of debris. And it's so compacted because of the pressure of the water. So you're looking at, it looks like solid structures, but there's trees and limbs and parts of RVs and cars and tires and fenders and children's toys. That's one of the worst part that some of the responders telling me, that stumbling across like children's toys, it's just so hard to take emotionally. And so it is difficult and time-consuming, and you have to go grid by grid and move foot by foot. And we're talking about over 60 miles of river.
Incredible. Well, KRLD's Chris Fox in Kerrville, we really appreciate it. What is leading to the tension here in these press conferences?
Well, that's interesting. Yesterday's press conference, the city manager for Kerrville, Dalton Rice, and Kerr County Judge Rob Kelly were not in attendance. They have been kind of the focal point of questions about who knew what, when, and when were the people of the area made aware of the flooding issues. And they've kind of dodged answering those questions. They've also dodged answering the question of why didn't evacuations get called when Dalton Rice spoke a couple days ago. It was kind of that's when the contentiousness started, basically, when he said it's difficult calling for an evacuation because if you do it too late, then you're putting kids in buses in low-lying areas, and it's very dangerous. But he also went on to say you also don't want a cry wolf situation, and that frustrated a lot of people. And so they weren't in attendance yesterday. It'll be interesting to see if they are today. Also, hopefully nothing as dramatic as Governor Abbott's news of at least 161 missing coming yesterday's press conference at 5 o'clock. That was such a shock to many of the people I spoke with. It's roughly three times the estimate that we'd kind of been led to believe so far all week long. So it should be interesting to see what comes out of today's press conference.
And we've definitely tried to keep the first thing first here on KRLD, and that is, you know, rescue, recovery, search. But at the same time, you wonder, when is it appropriate to ask these type of questions?
That is interesting. And Governor Abbott was asked the question, and you knew it was coming, and he knew it was coming, and his answer was exactly what you said. Our efforts focused on recovery. Also kind of adding a football analogy that was rather awkward, but saying that winners don't point fingers, they talk about solutions. And so that was, it seemed like a kind of a veiled answer of now's not the time, now's the time to focus on recovery.
KRLD's Chris Fox in Kerrville. He's been there all week. He'll be there the rest of the week ahead of the president's visit coming up. And Chris, what are we expecting in this 10 a.m. press conference?
Well, it'll be interesting. This should be an interesting one in that it's the first one since Governor Abbott's announcement of 161 missing. Also, it's the first one since yesterday's press conference when Kerr County Judge Rob Kelly and Kerrville City Manager Dalton Rice, who have played prominent roles in the 10 a.m. press conferences all week, were not in attendance yesterday. It'll be interesting to see if they are. Also, one of the big issues they're facing here, obviously, outside of just recovery, which is mammoth, 19 state agencies and umpteen federal, we're looking at infrastructure issues in Kerrville itself and throughout Kerr County. One of the things that interesting point that came up in yesterday's city council meeting. First of all, all Kerr County maintained low water crossings and bridges are closed. The ones that are open, that are still up and safe, have been kind of blocked off and to be used by first responders only. Also, Kerrville could rely, just to add to the confusion in the dire situation here, Kerrville could rely on well water for up to a year if necessary, since the city's water treatment plant was damaged. And assessing that damage also could take some time as well. So it just adding to the craziness in Kerrville and the Hill Country altogether.
Oh, absolutely. And we think about the loss of life. It is absolutely mammoth. And in addition to that, we've also got all of the issues with infrastructure as well. We will be listening for those things coming up at 10 o'clock here on KRLD again. We will carry that press conference live right here. You can hear it at the start of the mid-morning mic check on KRLD.
It's 925 at News Radio 1080. KRLD.